it's time for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters, and this week we visit with Janice Cooper. She's the Managing Director of the Wheat Marketing Center in Portland, Oregon. And Janice, we're going to talk this week about Nebraska and the Nebraska delegation. They will be very soon visiting you guys up there in Oregon. And so I'll have you go into detail on what exactly they'll be doing up there and give us some background on the trip.
Yes, good morning. We are looking forward to welcoming the annual Nebraska team visiting the Wheat Marketing Center and Portland in early January. We typically get a group that is made up of growers, elevator operators, university people, and this year I think we also have a USDA researcher coming as part of the team. The purpose of the visit is to observe and learn about what the Wheat Marketing Center does, and then to look at the larger wheat market and how the grain moves from the farm to the end customer.
So tell us more about some of the things they'll be doing while in Portland. I know in visiting with you and even some of the people that have been on the trip before, I think it's really eye-opening for them to see this part of the wheat industry. Some of them have never been to a port before, or different things like that that are all a part of the wheat industry and how our product gets from one place to another.
The visit starts out with actually kind of a fun joint activity with the Idaho Wheat Commission. This is something that that we try and schedule so that the Nebraska folks can have some time with their counterparts in Idaho. So there's an afternoon speaker series focused on wheat merchandising, the Columbia River System, and the U.S. Wheat Associates, the export marketing arm of the wheat industry. So that they each make a presentation. There's a joint dinner. From there, the group does a variety of things. They visit a bakery. They go on a barge that tells them more about the river system and how that is part of the whole transportation system delivering wheat from the interior out to the port, and also look at an export elevator. They're also going to be visiting BNSF Railroad, their offices here in the Portland area, and then spend time at the Wheat Marketing Center doing a lot of hands-on work with different products, crackers, noodles, tortillas. And by the way, the tortilla line was funded by the Nebraska Wheat Board, came from the university, and when they no longer needed it, the board was generous enough to send it our way. We also do analytical testing of wheat flour and dough functionality. So the group will get to see how that is done and understand more about the importance of quality in end products.
And finally, why don't you just tell us a little bit more about the Wheat Marketing Center itself? Of course, you do have the Nebraska delegation that visits at the first of the year, but you guys have a lot going on all year long beyond our trip and really with people all across the U.S. Tell us more about that, Janice.
Yes, thank you for that question. The Wheat Marketing Center was formed over 30 years ago in 1988, and there were seven state wheat commissions that were charter states at that time, and the Nebraska Wheat Board was one of those. The main purpose of the Wheat Marketing Center is to create more understanding among our customers about the high quality of U.S. wheat, and show that by incorporating U.S. wheat in their flour mills and their end products, that provides more quality to the end product itself. The Nebraska Wheat Board has been engaged for that entire period, 30 years, and Vaughn Johnson is our current board member from Nebraska. The other states are Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, Colorado, And our new state is Oklahoma. They joined last year. And we work on all classes of wheat and really focus on showing that link between quality wheat and quality end products.
Thanks so much. It's Janice Cooper, Managing Director of the Wheat Marketing Center in Portland, Oregon, with this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board.